A wonderful privilege. I suppose I was fortunate enough to sit in this role before, but I suppose, as I stated tonight, I'm following on the steps where I had my great-grandfather, who was the first town clerk in Letterkenny, and served for over 40 years. My father served for 31 years. So I suppose, in many ways, I'm stepping on the shoulders of giants, Greg. Mm.
Obviously, Letterkenny Town Council is a council that works very unitedly, and probably that's how you'll work throughout the year in terms of what you want to achieve. Personally, is there anything that you will be looking to achieve over the course of the next term?
Absolutely. I think the promotion of Letterkenny is vital. We find ourselves now in very challenging times. I've always said that the backbone of Letterkenny Town Council is the commercial and retail sector with regards to financing. Over 70% of our income is from commercial rates. So I always think we have to give back to that. I'm also, in a personal capacity, I want to introduce a play park for children with disabilities, and it's something I'll be hopefully being able to stand back after a year and have in place. So that, on the capital side, would be my big project. But overall, it's promotion, and the very positive promotion of Letterkenny will be my main goal.
And your deputy will be Victor Fisher. No one on the council better qualified.
Absolutely. One of the fathers of the council, one of the longest serving members. And I also want to recognise the members, the non-members of Fianna Fáil, who've supported me tonight unanimously. That's very important. I recognise that we are the largest party by far on the town council, but we hadn't the numbers to elect a mayor, and I wouldn't be mayor tonight without them. So I want to recognise all the parties and independents who supported me tonight.